This is PrayerTeam.tv, a ministry of intercession for culture's influencers.
Come on, if we want supernatural fire in this place to start crying out to God, He's ready. He's ready for dead, dry bones to live. He's ready to see it happen in your life. Come on. Father, we just thank you, God, that you're doing it here. We thank you, God, that you are moving in power. You're setting the captives free. Holy Spirit, do everything that you want tonight. Come on, God. Come on. We're not in a hurry. We want you to move. We want you to transform us right now. Right now. Come on, we rebuke every enemy of the Most High God. You must bow and you must go in Jesus' name. We declare freedom. We declare life, power, surrender in this room to the King of Kings. Lord, we love you, God. Come on. We thank you, Jesus. Come on, He's here tonight, I'm telling you. Every week we pray for an influencer, and we're going to do that tonight. We're going to pray with fire. We pray for celebrities and actors, politicians, musicians. We pray for those that just, I'm telling you what, man, they turn, they fall deeply in love with Jesus. The whole world shifts. The millions and millions that they influence, suddenly they have something to think about. Tonight we're going to pray for somebody that really grew up in the church, Katy Perry. I was watching an interview, I don't know when it was from, but she was talking about her childhood and talking about growing up in the church, and she had tears in her eyes. She was crying, and she said that she just couldn't stay because she couldn't be herself. She couldn't be who she felt she was. You know, and out there in the world, there's a lot of that going on, and it's one of a couple problems. Either one, it's mean-spirited Christians that have no idea how to take someone by the hand and allow them to go through the process of knowing Jesus. It's either that, or there's a lot of deception out there where people think that they come to Jesus and Jesus is there to affirm them instead of transform them. And it oftentimes it's a mixture of the two. And I don't know where Katie is, but I know this: Jesus died for her. He did. I know that heaven would not be the same without her. I know that. I know that she's been given a gift of music, and I believe that gift is as a worship leader. I can see that. But we're going to come into agreement. We're going to go to battle against the enemy of her soul. Because I'm telling you what, she falls radically, wildly in love with Jesus. She bows her knee to the King of Kings. Everything changes. Come on, let's pray for Katie. God loves her so desperately. Lord, I pray for Katy Perry. I pray, Lord, you know the tears, God, that she's been shedding. You know, God, the torment of her heart and the struggle and the pain and the rejection, maybe confusion and the things that have been going on in her life. I pray, God, that you would start right now to meet her, God, in that place. Lord, that you would minister to her heart. God, that she would be just so unbelievably undone, God, by your presence, God, that she can't help but to weep tears of joy, God, as she says yes to you. Holy Spirit, I'm asking that you would move in her heart. Let her know, God, how absolutely incredible she is. So incredible that you died for her, a bloody death. So incredible, God, that you are campaigning and doing all that you can do to see her in heaven one day. God, I pray, Lord, that you would come against everything that would hinder this process. We stand opposed to the enemy in her life. We rebuke the attacks. We rebuke the assignments. We declare in the name of Jesus that she is absolutely, absolutely loved by the Most High God. Holy Spirit, I pray you would just bring people along her path. Speak life into her. Be a shoulder to cry on. Encourage her, speak truth. Lord, I just ask, God, that you would just right now, wherever she is, God, that she would suddenly feel your presence. I believe she knows what your presence feels like. I believe she knows. And I pray, God, that she would say yes to you. I'm asking, God, that we would hear testimonies, God, of Katy Perry and others, God, that we've been praying for, that they would be so just transformed in a moment. Pray the news would start reporting about sweeping conversions to Christianity through Hollywood and Washington, D.C. and Nashville. We're praying, God, believing in great faith, we're going to see miracles happen. We bless you. We love you. Everybody that is praying on fire for Katy Perry, shout Ed. Amen.
Thank you for listening to prayerteam.tv. Pray for influencers and connect with this ministry of revival at prayerteam.tv.